I might have to.
All right, I will call this meeting of the Toledo Urban Renewal Agency for December 20th, 2023 to order. I will now take a roll call. Councillor Sylvia.
Here.
Councillor Strom.
Aye, aye.
Councillor Kaufman.
Yep, I'm here.
Council President Bush.
Yes.
Councillor Burns.
No.
And Councillor Mix is out ill. I am here. We have five. We have enough to do business. Our first item is a discussion decision item on resolution number URA-03, a resolution receiving the 22 to 23 financial audit as presented by Hanford and Associates. Doug?
So we had the audit completed for the URA. That is what is before you for the 22-23 fiscal year. And so I'll let Director Carey work with them. So I'll let her present and answer questions.
Thank you. So before you all is a copy, a hard copy there of the audit for fiscal year 22-23 for the Toledo Urban Renewal Agency. This is the first year, this previous fiscal year is the first year the agency has started collecting funds. So it's fairly unremarkable. This is the easiest audit presentation we've had to do. There were no findings. It was a good, clean audit. The agency just began collecting its first tax revenue November of 23. If you turn to page 25, towards the end of your audit there, we have the statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balance. Something to bring to your attention. So we had budgeted property tax revenues of $399,500. We collected $389,270. So a little in arrears, but we collected almost what we expected to. As far as expenditures, we did begin our first project, to my knowledge. It was about $98,000 expended. And that was the Business 20 Rehab Project, the SIP project. So we've begun our first project out of urban renewal. Which leaves us with an, excuse me, ending fund balance as of June 30th, 2022 of $260,899 in urban renewal.
Is that little green triangle meaning, or is that just a weird... Is it on everybody else's
page? It's on my dude.
Oh, it just means
the line final by 170,000.
Oh.
It's just about what type of data it is.
Yeah.
It's an Excel thing.
It's an Excel thing. Okay. They probably just neglected to omit it when they printed. So yeah, we had a clean audit. There were no findings at this time because the agency has little expenditures. They are not even reporting any findings for us not preparing our own financials. So there's no risk to accept.
Cool.
And we're in good standing.
We like that.
Yeah.
For there's not a whole lot to talk about with this one. Did you have any questions?
Now, so for our, for the count, well, let me see this. For the Urban Renewal Agency Director's edification, that leftover money rolls forward into the next fiscal year, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I have to remember to call you all directors in this meeting, not counselors. Any other questions?
So those monies are going to, like Mayor
they've said, already been in, they've already been rolled over with the audit or with the budget from the 23-24 budget. They'd already rolled over into our 23-24 budget.
They are.
Yeah.
So coming up, there's going to be another, some monies rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't expended them completely. No.
Okay.
We haven't expended those, and then we've also begun collecting in the current fiscal year 23-24. We've been collecting property taxes.
Yep.
So we are beginning to see a good balance to start doing the projects.
It looks like a really healthy balance to a big project.
Yes.
Yeah.
A few things come to mind.
Well, one of the things that we need to do a good job of advertising is the business loan and grant program. We need to make sure our businesses know that we have money available for them to do some work on their buildings and on their equipment. So
I have put out two of those applications to businesses here. I have talked to it with probably four or five of the businesses.
Okay.
And two have requested the applications, but I have none in at this time.
Good. Glad to hear it. Thank you for that, Doug. Any other questions, directors?
Yes, sir.
All right. I would entertain a motion.
Motion is to accept the report as described.
It sounds like you should do it, Stu.
I just did.
Motion is to
second.
Who was the second?
Actually, you have to approve the resolution.
Resolution. I was going to read it that way, but who was the second?
Yeah, Jackie.
Thank you.
I make a motion.
Okay.
Do we have to remove it?
All right, so remove it.
Do we have to?
No, because I can read it the way it should be done.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. It's been moved by Sue, seconded by Jackie, to adopt resolution number URA-03, a resolution of the Toledo Urban Renewal Agency Board of Directors receiving the 2022-2023 fiscal year financial audit for the City of Toledo Urban Renewal Agency as prepared by Hanford and Associates. I'll take a roll call vote. Councilor Sylvia.
Yes.
Council President Bush.
Yes.
Yay, you're getting into the holiday spirit. Councillor Kaufman.
Yes.
Councillor Strom. Director
Strom. Yo, yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carries 5-0, noting the absences of Director Burns and Director Mix. Our next item, resolution number URA-04, a resolution designating BMO Bank as a depository for funds of the agency. Go ahead, Doug.
So part of a requirement, which I'm surprised on the audit they didn't pick up on, and maybe it's just because it's so young and not a big deal at this point in time, but we do need to separate our URA from the city. And the URA needs to have its own bank account since it has its own set of directors that is separate from the city. So what you're seeing here is a document prepared by Financial Director Carey to assign or allow us to open an account at BMO and then establish depositors. Oh, that's a separate one. Oh, so just first is to, I thought we mixed them. So to establish an account at BMO.
I would
Any
move.
Questions, directors?
Any questions he asked?
Nope. And directors, the motions there on the council action request form.
So directors, I would entertain a motion.
I would move the adoption of URA.04, a resolution designating the BMO as a depository for funds for the agency.
Second.
It's been moved by Stu, seconded by Jackie to adopt resolution number URA-04.
Wait, you got it. It was Kim
Andors.
What? It didn't sound like Kim.
If you pick the female voice, if you do, yeah, I don't think.
I'm looking at the sheets. I'm not looking at the video and the screen, so I'm trying to go by ear at the moment. My apologies to both of you ladies.
You're great. That's perfectly fine. Just for the record, we'll keep you in line. It was
motion made by Stu, seconded by Kim, to adopt resolution URA-04, a resolution designating BMO Bank as a depository for funds of the agency. I will take a roll call vote. Councilor Sylvia.
Yes.
Councilor Kaufman.
Yes.
Council President Bush.
Yes.
Councilor Strom. Director Strom.
Yes.
And I vote yes. Motion carries 5-0, noting the two absences of our directors. Next up, item resolution URA-05, a resolution authorizing signers on the Urban Renewal Agency bank accounts. Doug?
Just as it says to authorize Rod Cross, myself, Amanda Carey, Lisa Figueroa, and Cynthia Ullman as account signers. It will be a dual signature account. So that's why we have the number of account signers we do.
Any questions, directors?
Name the signers in the
motion. No, just read the resolution.
Okay.
So two people left. Director, Strom, I think you were asking. Yeah, so two people have to sign each check.
Yes. Any other questions, directors? All right, I would entertain a motion.
I make the motion that we approve resolution number URA-05, a resolution authorizing signers on the Urban Renewal Agency bank account. Second.
Okay. All right. It's been moved by Jackie, seconded by Kim, to adopt resolution number URA-05, a resolution authorizing signers on the Urban Renewal Agency bank accounts. I will take a roll call vote. Director Sylvia.
Yes.
Director Strom.
Yes.
Director Bush.
Yes.
Director Kaufman.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries 5-0, noting our two absences. Is there any other business for the good of the order?
I would just like to bring up that we will have another URA next month. We are going to have an IGA in place with the city. As we found out, we were talking to Elaine Howard Consulting that we had done a couple things wrong, which by law we need to do. If we're going to transfer money from the URA to the city, we need to have an IGA with the city for that type of action. Right. So we've already talked with City Attorney Adams on that, and he will be bringing something forward there at our URA meeting in January to get us on the right side of the law there.
Excellent. Thank you for that catch. Greatly appreciate it. All right. Anything else? All right. We are adjourned. We will have regular council meeting open in 10 minutes.